This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The most romantic day of the year this year is also the first day of Lent. So if your beloved is giving up chocolate, it's a good day for flowers. But then it's always a good day for flowers. The most purchased flower on Valentine's Day is the rose, but certain colors have certain meanings. So what message would you like to send to your sweetheart? Red, of course, is the most popular color choice, and it's easy. It means I love you. Simple, yet sophisticated. It's often associated with Venus, the goddess of love. Pink roses, the first roses to be cultivated, stand for feelings of love and gratitude. It can mean romantic or platonic. You might want to make that clear. Sending white roses means innocence and purity. It's also about new beginnings and farewells. I found a couple of meanings for orange, a younger cultivar. It can mean fascination and or passionate, with whatever reason you're sending them, as a thank you, as a lover, as a friend. Again, you might want to make that one clear to the receiver. Yellow is about joy. Sending lavender roses means enchantment, or perhaps love at first sight. I have this list of colors on GardenBuy.com. To be perfectly honest, I think you should choose whatever color grabs you and share it. If you want to make a lasting impression, then choose a phalaenopsis, also known as orchid. Orchids offer exotic, delicate, long-lasting beauty. To the ancient Greeks, orchids were a sign of virility and luxury. Because they're so exotic-looking, most people think the orchid is only a tropical plant, but it's not. The Minnesota state flower is a lady slipper orchid. Whatever the occasion, flowers convey the message. By the way, the rose is the state flower in 4 U.S. states, including Iowa and North Dakota. That I would not have guessed. Wisconsin state flower is the delicate wood violet. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.